This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. I'll be reading again from Walk When the Moon is Full by Frances Hammerstrom. This is a wonderful little book that parents love to read to their children, and people without children love to read to their friends. Frances Hammerstrom was a biologist born in 1907, and with her husband Frederick, everyone called him Hammy, they were pioneer researchers in the central sands of Wisconsin, studying prairie chickens and sharp-tailed grouse, as well as many birds of prey. They were both students of Aldo Leopold. Frances Hammerstrom wrote many books for the general public, and I urge you to look for them at your used bookstore. They're brimming with great stories about their lives and their work. My favorites include this book today, Walk When the Moon is Full, Is She Coming Too? Memoirs of a Lady Hunter, Birding with a Purpose, and Harrier, Hawk of the Marsh, the hawk that is ruled by a mouse, and a wild food cookbook with lots of good reading in it, as well as recipes, and there's many more books. I've read quite a few passages from her books, and I hope you will look at the archives of this program at the WDRT.org website to hear some you may have missed. I'll read a short introduction from the book and then the November and December chapters. I think we may be forgetting what a cold winter night really is. This is the introduction. This story is about two real children, Alan and Elva, who called their father Hammy and their mother Fran. They lived on a 240-acre farm in Wisconsin and longed to go exploring at night. Elva, the younger, liked to climb trees. Animals trusted her to come very close, and her keen ears heard the faintest sounds. Alan had a small but sensitive nose that found and remembered smells, just as his mind remembered facts. He liked to find things out. Fran promised the children that she would explore with them 12 times every month when the moon was full, for a whole year. Then Alan laughed. The moon is full 13 times a year. Hammy and Alan laughed because Fran didn't even know. The moon is full every 28 days. Each time they walked in the moonlight, they found something new. Sometimes they found animals eating, playing, or fighting. Once Hammy took the whole family to the city, and they were surprised at what they found there, too. This book has 13 surprises. And now the November chapter. Just as Fran and Alan and Elva started across the soft new snow to walk in the moonlight, a car drove up the road and turned in the driveway. Company, both children groaned. Does it mean we can't go? Wait here, said Fran. I'll tell them I have to be gone for a little while. The children heard the sounds of the grown-ups greeting each other at the door. Then all was still again. Suddenly Elva asked, Do you hear the dogs? Alan couldn't hear anything except the windmill creaking now and then. It seemed to the children that they waited a long time and that maybe Fran wasn't coming. They stood very still. After a while, Alan said, I hear dogs barking. I can hear them. Then Fran bounded out of the house saying, They really wanted to see your father. Listen, said Alan. Dogs. Fran looked at Alan in surprise, because he seldom could hear distant sounds. Elva heard them first, he admitted. But I can hear them too, dogs. Can you hear them? Fran listened carefully. The sound of high, excited yelps drifted toward them. Then she nodded her head. Yes, I can hear them, but I'm not so sure they're dogs. Maybe they are foxes. Not another word was needed. They all walked quietly toward the sound, which seemed to come from the pond. The first heavy snowfall of the season lay in powdery drifts, and the frozen pond gleamed white. Clouds covered the moon and then parted. Moonlight shone bright on the pond. Two animals with bushy tails tugged and pulled at something on the ice, romping like puppies. Then they barked. Foxes, Fran whispered. I'm quite sure they're foxes, and they've got something out there. maybe an old dead muskrat. Why? Elva asked. Alan answered promptly, it's their supper. Foxes eat meat. The clouds drifted over the face of the moon again, almost hiding the dark shapes of the two animals. Are you sure they're foxes? Alan asked. Fran thought for a moment. I'm almost sure. Tomorrow, after breakfast, we'll go look for their tracks. And they did. The crow was picking at something way out on the thin ice where the animals had been the night before, and the surface of the pond was laced with fox tracks. And that's the end of the November chapter, and now the December chapter of Walk When the Moon is Full. The grown-ups were together in the study, talking in low tones. The children listened. Fran was saying, well, we could stay indoors. We could turn out all the lights and look out of every window. Alan stopped tying his bootlace and listened more carefully. Or we could toast marshmallows. Both children knew that there just might not be a walk in the moonlight, even though Fran already had her outdoor clothes on. Hammy went over to the window and peered at the thermometer. 30 below. He shook his head. Alan spoke up immediately. Comfortable cruising weather. The grown-ups burst out laughing. Alan was quoting from his favorite Eskimo book. Fran pleaded with Hammy. We won't go far, just to the little marsh and back. He finally agreed. Then they put on their warmest clothes and took the trail toward the little marsh. Bare trees cast clear-cut shadows across the path, and Alan and Elva jumped over the shadows as they bounced along the trail. Then they stood on the hillside overlooking the marsh. 30 below is cold and strange. They stood still a long time. Suddenly Elva gasped, shh, look at them, look down there. Small shadows were romping and playing all over the white surface of the marsh. Weasels, whispered Fran. Weasels are white in winter, so we can only see their shadows. If we could get close to one, we could see its dark eyes. They sneaked down to the marsh, making as little noise as possible. But in a twinkling, all the weasels disappeared. One ran down a hole inside a tamarack root right near them. Elva said, listen, somebody's coming. And sure enough, somebody was crunching through the woods. It was Hammy. He was glad to find them and said, you've been gone a long time for such a cold night. Do you realize it's 32 degrees below zero right now? Everybody told Hammy about the weasels, and when Hammy asked, do you know where the weasels went down? Alan and Elva took him to the tamarack root, and Hammy motioned everyone to crouch. Then he squeaked like a mouse. The weasel popped his head right out of the hole. His little leathery nose gleamed in the moonlight and his whiskers quivered. Elva giggled with delight, and he was gone. And that's the end of the December chapter of Walk When the Moon is Full. I'll be back next week. Maybe we'll go into a marsh again. Some wetlands are on my mind. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thank you for listening.